Time for the Pinky the Pig podcast show. Yay! And I'm here with my very, very, very good friend, Mildred the cow, Mildred the moo cow. And Mildred, how are you today?
I'm good, Pinky. I'm so good.
I know. I love the new year.
I do too.
So over the weekend.
Yes.
Lady Lynette went to a big party.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, Pinky, perhaps you should explain to our new listeners who Lady Lynette is.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll do that. Okay. So, Penelope, that's who takes care of me. And she's in second grade. But her mother, her name is Lady Lynette.
Right. Very good.
And then Lady Lynette's husband, that's Penelope's dad, that's Farmer Tommy.
Right.
And then Penelope has a brother. His name is Robert. And Robert is in seventh grade. And then what else? Oh, well, Farmer Tommy, his best friend, that's Dwayne. And Dwayne and Farmer Tommy, they went on that fishing trip. They went for the trout fish.
Oh, yeah. That was a good episode.
What number was that?
That was episode 25.
Okay. Is that good for now?
No, it's fine. Thank you.
Okay, so Lady Lynette went to a party over the weekend.
Yeah? What kind of party?
Well, it was a birthday party, but it wasn't her birthday. She just had her birthday. Remember?
I know. And I remember. We don't ask her how old she is.
Oh, no, you don't do that. But that was just not too long ago. That was episode
43.
Okay. Anyways, okay. So, Lily and I went to a party over the weekend, and it was a birthday party. It was for Elvis. Yeah, Elvis Presley. He's not alive anymore.
No.
But they celebrated his birthday.
Yes. When's his birthday?
His birthday was January 8th, so they had a party over the weekend. Yeah, the party was at Lady Lynette's friend. Her name's Becky. Becky Boo.
Okay.
Yeah, Becky made a big coconut cake. I don't know, something to do with Hawaii.
Well, yeah, Elvis played a lot of music in Hawaii.
Oh, that must have been it. Okay. And Lady Lynette, she brought the eggplant parmesan.
Oh, nice.
So anyways, yeah, so Elvis Presley, he was a really, really famous rock and roll guy, really cute.
Right, had big, long, kind of full, dark hair.
Yeah, and then he had all the stuff, the hair on his face.
Yeah, long sideburns. They're called pork chops.
What?
Well, that's what they call them.
Whatever. But anyway, he wasn't always a rock and roll guy. He started out, he sang the gospel music.
Yeah, that's from the church.
Yeah, he sang in the church when he was a little boy. Really good.
Yes, nice.
And also he was a yodeler. He could yodel.
Oh, yeah, yodel.
Yeah, and how's that go?
Yodi, yodi, yodi.
Oh, yeah, Mildred, that was good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're funny. Anyway, so he could yodel, and he could sing the gospel.
Right.
And where did the yodeling start?
Well, yodeling started, you know, in the Alpine Mountains in Switzerland and Austria, southern Germany, where it was used in the country, in the rural areas.
Yeah, rural. That's not the city. That's the other part.
Correct. And actually, the people who would herd the animals, they would use it, they would call their animals, and they would use that sound.
Oh, that's smart.
Right. And so it became, you know, it started out just in the nature, but then it became popular, and people would perform it, and others would come and see them in the big fancy theaters and everything.
Yeah, nice.
But, you know, of course, there were critics who said it was nothing more than the sound of a donkey.
The sound of a dog. That's funny, aren't I?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
But it is somewhat similar, the donkey and the yodeling. Somewhat.
Yeah, somewhat. Perhaps.
Yeah, and then the gospel music, that has the Christian lyrics, and then it went way back.
And it started early in the 17th century.
Yeah, and then they sang the songs, and a lot of times they didn't have the instruments, they just clapped. They made it clap.
Right.
So anyway, and then he got older, and then he met some people, and then he got into the rock and roll music.
Yes, well, that's what made Elvis Presley famous.
And he was really good at it. He was just so natural. It was just like in him, you know, just his natural essence.
Yeah, very good.
So anyway, then he became really good, but, you know, he never wrote his own music. Everybody else wrote the music, and then he would sing their music.
Right, but he could play the guitar, and he could play the piano.
Oh, yeah, he's total natural. Just a gift.
Right.
But then he was so successful, and he had all this great music. But now it's old enough, and he could be in the army, and he got drafted in the army. And you know what? He went, and he became a real soldier. He didn't even, they offered him. They said, did this what Leilina told me.
Right, I don't know.
They offered him just to like cruise around and play music for the soldiers. But he said, oh, no, I want to do it for real. So he did it. He just became a real soldier.
That's right. He became a sergeant.
I know. And then his mom died when he was over in Germany.
Yeah, that's sad.
He came home and then people say he was really, you know, really changed him after that.
Yeah.
And then he came back in the United States, and then he played a lot of music and became super famous. Everybody loved him. But you know, he had to cut all his hair off when he went into the army. The girls did not like that.
No, well, actually, you could probably see his face better, you know, the structure of the bones on his face.
Yeah, I guess. So anyways, he performed, and the ladies loved him, and he's just so cute to look at, and he could really dance. He could really wiggle really good.
Yeah, actually, when he was on the Ed Sullivan Show, that was a variety show. It was super popular in the 1950s and the 1960s.
Yeah.
They made the camera only film him from the waist up.
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's a lot different now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Leilina said they watched that clip of the Ed Sullivan Show. And they watched a movie, because he was in a lot of movies.
Yeah, I know.
And they watched some videos of his concert, and they listened to the music, his records. And then they made Becky Boo. She made that famous, it was Elvis's, one of his most favorite food to eat.
Oh, I know what that is.
And what is it?
It's a fried sandwich with white bread, and he would put peanut butter, banana, and butter inside it, and then fry it.
Yeah, I don't know. That doesn't sound too good to me. Lady Lynette said she didn't care for it much.
No, a little too rich.
Yeah, so they really celebrated his life and his talent, and he was really generous, too. He gave away so much. He was so generous and so talented. But he did die young.
Yeah, he was only 42. He died in the 70s.
I know. But, you know, sometimes those people get caught up in the rock and roll and, yeah, they just stay there, party too hard, whatever.
I know.
But anyway, it was nice. She had a really nice time.
Good.
Is there a little poem, maybe?
Okay. Oh, great, Pinky. I found a little poem that Elvis wrote.
Oh, good. I'm here, please.
Okay. Elvis wrote, whatever I will become will be what God has chosen for me.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so nice. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mildred. I love you.
I love you.